Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Capitol in Carson City. We're in the old Supreme Court. On the broadcast today, Assemblyman Tom Roberts, who's co-deputy minority leader, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Mary Lau, Joe Guild, and Chuck Muth. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're in the Capitol in the old Supreme Court, and I'm joined by Assemblyman Tom Roberts. He's the co-minority leader, co-deputy minority leader from District 13. Pleasure to have you on the program for the first time, sir.
Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it, Sam.
You're a former law enforcement officer with Metro many years. I was looking at your website, and pretty much almost every sheriff was behind you in your run for the assembly.
I was lucky and fortunate enough to work for some really good sheriffs, and all of them mentored me throughout my career, and almost all of them endorsed me to run for office.
Yesterday, as we tape this, was the day that Kelvin Atkinson resigned as majority leader of the Senate. Any surprises there for you?
Well, not for me. My former life, we knew that investigation was moving forward before I left. Of course, with law enforcement sensitive information, I've kept that to myself for the last year or so, and I think I did a pretty good job of it because not a lot of people knew, and so it was no surprise to me.
Is there anything that you can shed light on at this point in time as to what the accusations are that the former majority leader has already said he will plead guilty to? So I'm not sure that there's any need at this point for secrecy as those charges are going to come out.
Well, like I said, I've been gone a year and a couple of months. And, once we turn the case over to the FBI, who knows what kind of charges or what kind of other investigative steps they took that may have changed our investigation. So it really wouldn't be appropriate for me to really comment on it because things have changed, since I left. But, as most of it has been publicized, it involves campaign funds and inappropriate use of those.
And this is something that is both a state criminal act as well as a federal criminal act.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that this is something that could go to the point of jail time?
That is obviously was a condition of his plea agreement. Who knows? Once that is heard in court or settled in court, I'm sure we'll know the outcome of that. Historically, I don't know if you've seen in similar cases, there always has been some portion of jail time or suspended sentence, so it wouldn't surprise me if that's the case here.
And that would be the situation with Ricky Barlow, for example.
Correct.
Former city councilman.
Correct.
So there was actually a plea deal already in place.
It's my understanding that he's been negotiating with the feds for the last month or so.
Why would you think, and I'm just opening up the question,
right.
and it doesn't even have to be specific to this case, why would somebody accept the role of majority leader of the Nevada Senate knowing that they had a plea deal, that this case has been going on for quite a time, that would result in them being forced to step down anyway?
Well, I don't know that Senator Axon knew of it prior to accepting, you know, the position of majority leader. A month or so would have been after we started the session, but he could have very well known about it earlier. And it would kind of surprise me that you would accept that kind of position if you knew that it was pending and coming towards you. Sometimes I guess people may think things are going to go away or it's not as bad as they first perceive, and you know, maybe that is, but it wouldn't be right for me to speak for Mr. Atkinson.
Why would it go from Metro to the feds in terms of running this case? It's not something that usually a police department likes to do, is give up a case.
Well, typically the criminal intelligence unit at Metro works hand in hand with the FBI, so more than likely, my interpretation is that we came upon the information and worked collaboratively with the FBI. We started the investigation and then turned it over to them.
There have been, and at this point, unfounded suggestions that there may be other people involved in this. Do you have any knowledge of that?
No, I don't know that there were other people implicated in it. As I said, it's been a year and 2 months since I left the organization, and I really don't know what has happened with that investigation since I left.
Were you surprised that Senator Settlemyer wants to continue an investigation into corruption within the Democratic Party?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
That Senator Settlemyer wants to investigate to see if there's other corruption within the Democratic Party that's running the legislature.
Hmm. That's the first I have heard about that. I don't think there's any other folks involved, not to my knowledge, and I certainly hope that that's not the case.
All right, let's take a break. More with Assemblyman Tom Roberts when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Assemblyman Tom Roberts of District 13. He's the co-deputy minority leader of the Republicans. One of the topics that we're talking about as we tape the shows today is the Death with Dignity bill that's tried to go through the legislature on a couple of different occasions now. It's legal in several states, including Oregon. Do you have thoughts on this?
Well, you know, when you start talking about sanctity of life and, you know, and everything, whether it's abortion, whether it's death with dignity or whatever, and you know, to me, it's a moral issue. And to be consistent with my beliefs, you know, I believe that life is precious and that we should do everything to protect it. You know, for me, I would lean against, you know, allowing euthanasia or that bill. I haven't really gotten it and heard all the arguments, but on a brush from my background, I would lean against supporting it.
Do you have concerns though that people have a right to control their own destiny, and that, you know, what they do with their bodies? I mean, for example, I mean, I'll give myself as the example here. If I was given a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, I would do a farewell tour around my family and I'd be gone. I mean, there's no way I would want to put my family or friends through something as horrific as the end stages of Alzheimer's disease. Shouldn't that be a decision that people are able to make for themselves?
Well, I mean, I would not want to be a burden on people myself, you know, on my family or anything if I was similarly situated. But at the same time, is I think you gotta strike a balance between that some folks think that, you know, your mental capacity may not be, you know, exactly to make rational decisions, so that you may make the wrong choice when you may actually have many years of productive life, you know, left. And sometimes I just think that if the path is so easy that people may make the wrong decision, and it can ultimately shorten a life that they could really have many years left to live with their family. And you'd hate for them to make that split second decision and then not have the ability to, you know, to go back on it or even look back and say, you know what, I was thinking this at the time and now I'm really glad that that I didn't do that. And I think from talking to some folks that have already been involved in the hearings, is there were several people that came forward and talked about that. So, you know, really, it's one of those that it's no right or wrong answer. I think it goes back to personal beliefs. And, you know, I think that's why we really need to take a careful look at it.
Okay. And if you come down to personal beliefs, then that certainly says that, you know, if you or I had that choice, perhaps we should be free to be able to make that rather than the state tell us. And by the way, just briefly, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, there are lots of checks along the way. I mean, somebody has to be terminal, you know, within 6 months. They have to go to doctors multiple times. It's not something that's a snap decision that somebody can make.
Well, and I can tell you from my law enforcement experience is, you know, I can't tell you how many times that, you know, show up to a hotel room or whatever where somebody's taken their own life, you know, because they didn't have this option. So it'd be interesting for me to noodle through that and make the final decision on which way I'll support. But right now, without hearing everything, I'm kind of leaning, against it. But what remains to be seen.
There was an advisory commission on the administration of justice which met before this session, and one of the recommendations would increase the amount of illegal drugs like meth and heroin needed to qualify for trafficking charges from 48 to 28 grams, or about an ounce. The commission also recommended reclassifying simple possession of an illegal drug from a felony to a misdemeanor on the first and second offenses. Washoe County DA Chris Hicks said on this show that he's opposed to the increases in the amount of drugs needed to qualify for trafficking charges. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I have a background in narcotics, and I can tell you from my background in law enforcement, we've always said you can't arrest your way out of the problem. So I believe there's definitely a need for criminal justice reform. And the bill that's coming forward on Friday has a lot of good things in it. It has a couple things that, you know, are hard to swallow for law enforcement and you know, district attorneys. And you mentioned one exactly. It's been my experience. You know, look, for simple possession, you know, I agree. We could move to a misdemeanor for personal use, but when you get into, okay, we define personal use as 4 grams, it's actually what it is, You move that up to 28 grams, you're into hundreds of doses of heroin or methamphetamine or whatever. I mean, 27 grams of heroin is a ball, you know, the size of your fist. I think that is a disservice to drug users. I think it's a drug seller's dream is to be able to walk around, you know, with that kind of weight. So for me, I can't support a weight that high. Could we go over 4 grams? Yeah, you know, I believe we could. I agree with the district attorney from Washoe County that's problematic.
And there is a push in this session, it appears, certainly on the Democratic side, but I think others as well, who want to see less people going to jail on drug charges that others might consider, you know, minor by comparison. Are you in favor of updating those laws rather than, you know, either filling or building more prisons?
Yes. I mean, I am. I can tell you that in my experience at Metro is, we're not really prosecuting a lot of those simple possession cases already. Our philosophy was to get as many people into drug court, not criminalize, you know, an addiction or, you know, a substance abuse problem as the best we could. Now, a lot of times those lead to people performing other crimes, you know, so the more help we can get people and we keep them out of prison and make them productive, you know, I'm all for that. And so that philosophy will still come with me here. I believe the more people that we can keep out of the prison, the better. But at the same time, we need to keep our community safe, you know, so we need to strike a balance.
One of the things that struck me as interesting is with the legalization of marijuana, how many people apparently in this state were consuming marijuana, whether we knew it or not? Because this market is not just developed from tourists or people trying this for the first time. But it seems to me that the police departments, Reno and in Clark County, in Utah, Colorado, are all acting really responsibly. They're not just going like wild dervishes after people who are smoking marijuana or consuming marijuana. Is that your take on it?
Yeah, well, you know, at Metro, you know, I was a leader within the police department whenever recreational marijuana came on board. You know, it was a business approved by the legislature. It was completely legal, and that's the way we approached it. We brought all those organizations, dispensaries in, and we developed a working group to work through the fears on the industry side and on the police side to ensure that, you know, we were approaching it logically. We did the same thing for recreational use, and so, you know, it is what it is. You know, the voters approved it. You know, it is legal, and that's the approach we should have. Now, the challenge that you have is from an industry standpoint, that black market is still there. And, you know, we got to ensure as a state that you don't overtax it and you don't degrade the business model so much as you see in California, where the black market continues to survive. And so, you know, that's what we need to do and actually go, you know, have the resources to go against, you know, black market sellers. You don't necessarily have to criminalize it from a business standpoint, just like you would any other business. I think the state needs some resources there.
And that's where we have to leave it. A pleasure to meet you, sir.
Pleasure to meet you.
Please come back before the end of session.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel for the next two shows. We have Joe Gill, the attorney, with us. Murray Lau is president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. And Chuck Muth is the president of Citizen Outreach. Pleasure to have you all here. Yesterday, as we are taping this, the majority leader, Kelvin Atkinson, resigned. Your response to that and the surrounding story?
Well, we could spend I could spend the whole time talking about it, but
I got plenty of time.
Okay.
You're the attorney.
It's a sad day, first of all. I think one of the leaders in the legislature said it best. You know, the institution needs to be protected. Senator Atkinson did the right thing. Took full responsibility for his actions, resigned, and in doing so protected the institution, even though what he did threatened the institution. So I wish him well. It's a tough day for him, but the institution needs to be protected more.
Mary, it was interesting. I'm glad that Senator Atkinson took responsibility, because for a moment I thought maybe I was at fault, but he took responsibility for it. We had Assemblyman Tom Roberts on here, who was in Metro for many years, and he said this investigation had been going on for over a year, and in fact Metro had handed it off to the FBI.
Yes, that's true.
What else can you add to this?
Well, I think it's, like Joe, an unfortunate situation and stuff, but I have a little different view on protecting the institution. I think the institution needs to straighten itself up a little bit, because some of this stuff, it's so easy to fall into a dark hole. When you're in politics, we no longer refer to these people as saying Chuck, and it's all of a sudden it's Senator Guild, and you develop the title, you develop a belief that you're not in service to anybody, they're in service to you. And unfortunately for Senator Atkinson, a lot of this stuff started way back when, if you remember the Poker Stars incident and things, and it just seems to grab you and perpetuate and keep you trapped, and now he's going to have plenty of time to sort of recapitulate the entire episode and come back, and perhaps, you know, sometimes the universe makes you lose everything so that you can gain yourself again. So hopefully he does, but I am less concerned about the motto, protect the institution, as to start respecting the institution. A lot of lobbyists got very annoyed when you can't buy a cup of coffee for a legislator. But maybe that is a slippery slope that starts in the beginning. I don't know. It started with Barlow.
Ricky Barlow.
He
councilman.
Did 6 months over this for a far less offense, less dollar amount, if you will.
Do we know the dollar amount?
No, not specifically. You know, even if we know the gossip of the dollar amount, that doesn't make it fact. But when it comes down to it, we have to start protecting the voters. We have to start respecting what their wishes are and stop cloaking it with the, you know, I'm going to insult the entire world here, over the veneer of a Baptist minister going, I have been told. It's like, no, you haven't. Pay attention. Get down, meet people, work with them, and assist. So I think Mr. Atkinson has an opportunity to regain his life at this point.
And the PokerStars incident that Mary was referring to was where several legislators were reprimanded for, at least in the court of public opinion, for taking trips to London and other places on PokerStars' dime. What was your response, Chuck?
You know, I hope that this causes some people to start rethinking this whole identity politics thing. The fact is, we all know that Kelvin Atkinson really got to that top position, in, at least in part because he was black and because he was gay. And the media made a big deal out of all this. And, you know, I've always said this, it really shouldn't matter what color a person is, it should matter what kind of person you are. And I wish people would start focusing less on the attributes of someone, whether it's a man or a woman, gay or straight, black or white, and focus on whether or not they're going to do a good job, you know, what kind of character they have. And both parties are guilty of it. You know, this isn't, I know a lot of people like the Republicans are now going to jump on this and, you know, try to claim that it's only Democrats who are bad, and that's not true. I know a lot of Republicans who are bad. right, Mary?
There you go, absolutely.
But yeah, no, it's the identity politics that we, you know, that somehow, you know, if you're a woman or you're black or you're gay, that gives you some kind of special positioning in the political world rather than what you believe in or how you live your life as an individual.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. We're going to hold you over for the next show, so stick around, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they will.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, courtesans from the Bunny Ranch. We'll see you then.